This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Feel like Dr. Phil today. He always asks the question, how's that working out for you? So I would ask you, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you worried? Because a lot of you are. You write to me and you say, Kevin, I'm concerned. I'm worried. What about all this? What about that? What about impeachment? What about... And you got all these anxieties and all these worries. And I say to you, one of two things. Number one, if you believe in God, you shouldn't be worried. Number two, why are you worried? And I go back to Dr. Phil. How's it working out for you? You've done nothing wrong. You know who worries? People who've done things wrong. People who have put themselves in harm's way. That's who's worried. I've done nothing wrong. I've not put myself in harm's way, unless you count the decades, years, perhaps decades of time that we've allowed leftism to take shape. But I'm not worried because I'm in the game. I'm fighting back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I'll ask you, you can worry, and Dr. Phil would ask you, how's that working out for you? Because I would say not very well. Worrying isn't going to solve your problem. What's going to solve your problem is you getting on to TeaPartyCommunity.org and joining and getting in the game. What's going to solve your problem is you plugging into something that's real, something that matters, something that works. You know, people come to me all the time with their problems. Kevin, this is happening, and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and I go, fantastic. Thank you for telling me what I know, Captain Obvious. Now, what are you going to do about it? Oh, well, I hadn't thought that far. Then you haven't thought. There's no sense in presenting a problem and not having the other side of it. I mean, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to not finish that sentence. What good does that do you? You don't know where I'm going. You don't know my thought process. Why would I start something and not know what I'm going to do? Don't tell me your problems. Tell me what your solution is. And if your solution is you're just going to go and identify more problems, then you know what? You know better than the leftists. Get in the game. You know, look, it's a simple thing to do. Promote somebody's Twitter. Promote their Facebook page. Promote their radio show. Promote their TV show. That's just the basics. Tell somebody something. Stand up for yourself. That's the basics. That's 101. That is... Living Life 101. Okay? You want to go to 201? Get in the game. Get in at a low level. Start writing for somebody. Start helping out with somebody's projects. You want to go to 301? Get really involved. Become a leader. Organize chapters and so on and so forth. You know what we lack in a conservative movement? I already gave you the key. I already gave you the answer. Leadership. We got a lot of people that talk a big game. Oh, Kevin, if we do this and blah, 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 this, you ought to do and you ought to. If I had a dollar for every you ought to, I could build my next house and pay cash for it. You ought to. Why should I ought to? I guess I'm not in it enough. A guy who had $1.6 million in the bank got down to $8 because I left my job to do this full time. And I haven't invested enough. My decade plus commitment to everything that has built, whatever the fact that you're here right now isn't enough. The number of death threats that I've taken, the number of times that people have threatened my family, including my kids. Really, that's not enough. What are you investing? Look, I'm not getting after you. Don't take it the wrong way. Because honestly, I don't care what you do. But here's what I will say. Don't give me another you oughta, and don't talk to me about another problem unless you are part of the solution. And is listening to me part of it? Yeah, it's 001. Because you can listen to a lot of stuff. But I got a lot of listeners. I got a handful of people that maybe promote. But I don't have me 201, 301, and 401 students. I'm talking about people that are really willing to get in. And I'm not talking about get in for a week and then find out, oh, shoot, Kevin really does want us to work. I'm not talking about that. I'm not getting after you. Your time is your time. You can do what you want to do. But don't come to me with your problem. Don't come to me after the fact. And I'm going to tell you right now, Trump will win. But if he didn't, don't blame me. Because it won't be because of me. I'm working. We're doing projects. We're doing all kinds of stuff. I've got my biggest investors, people that believe in Kevin Jackson, asking me to put projects together, and I don't make a nickel. One of the richest men in the world gave me a project for $25,000. I don't make a nickel. It all goes to the project. We didn't even take out overhead. You think I could do it for free? The answer is no. But we just eat it because we want to reach as many people as we can with this project. In this particular case, Black Cell Phone Project. So that's how we do stuff. And I would love to have people join. I would love to have people get on board and say, Kevin, what can I do? Earnestly do. Get an hour a day, 2 hours a day, whatever. I'm a good writer. I'm a good promoter. I'm a good researcher. I'm a good organizer. I'm a good team builder. Whatever. I'm funny. I'm clever. I come up with memes. I'm artistic. I have graphical talent. I can do radio. I can post-production edit TV. There's a ton of things that can be done. And everybody should be in the game. Because you see how serious it is. You've seen the Democrats in action, folks. How many Mueller testimonies do you need? How many House committees on blah, blah, blah do you need? How many witch hunts of Kavanaugh do you need? How many witch hunts of Donald Trump? How many gun control witch hunts do you need before you finally wake up and say, you know what, these people will never, ever let up unless we start kicking their sorry butts? I have an answer for Antifa. I'd grab a bunch of my old karate, my dojo boys, and we'll go to Seattle, and we'll show you what Antifa is about. Yeah, we're willing to fight. You better be willing to fight, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how much of a pacifist you are, but when it comes to my kids and my grandkids, I'm no pacifist. When it comes to the love of this country and what it's degraded to, I'm no pacifist. I'm willing to fight.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've entered a whole new age, folks, of the battle, the civil war that I talked about the other day that's ongoing. People that want to get something for nothing. The criminal element now in America runs the country. I know we think we're a civilized nation, but we're not. We're a country run by criminals at the highest level. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. People that want something for nothing. From the low-level street thief to the highest levels of government, to the racketeering organizations like the Clintons and the Obamas and the Kerrys and all these people that pretend to be philanthropists when all they do is launder each other's money and try to make us feel like they're doing such good. They're philanthropic to a fault. And how much we're not doing. It reminds me of Robin Hood where, Robin Hood would rob the treasury and then give the money back. And, he's so magnanimous. I don't know what you think about Robin Hood. I've seen all kinds of different ones about it. He robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. No, he didn't. He robbed from the treasury who had already stolen from the poor. He robbed from the treasury, from the government. If he was a hero, he would have been a conservative hero, robbing back from the government. We're heroes. We're all Robin Hoods because we're saying, you know what? We got to take our money back from the government. The only difference is it isn't a robbery. It's getting back your own money. It's how crazy it sounds is we feel bad for trying to get our own money back. Money that's been stolen from us. Can you imagine somebody steals from you and you're at the office and you're looking for your lunch. It's got your name on the lunch box and there's a guy sitting there with your lunch and you go, hey, that's my lunch. And he goes, no, it isn't. Or you take it back and somebody goes, look at Kevin taking his lunch away from Carl. And they're mad at you for taking your lunch back. And, oh, you didn't even offer him any. It's a crazy notion, but come up with the craziest scenario, and that's where we are right now. A government that is a gangster, that takes your money, does whatever the heck it wants, pretends, oh, you know, maybe we'll give you back a little bit more. What do you want the tax rate to be? I don't know. And we fight over it. Oh, I want lower taxes. Will you please give me back more of my money, Mr. Government? Listen, we got asking a thief, will you please give me back? You know, a guy comes up and takes $500 out of your wallet, and you go, hey, listen, I need cab fare. And he gives you $50 for cab fare, and you're like, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And you're telling the story, and let me tell you what, if you were telling this story to leftists, he gave you $50? Oh my gosh! That's amazing! So you got home! Yeah, I got home. He got my wallet and $450 of my dollars, but I got home. Good for you! Good for you! Sorry if I don't take theft the way you take it. Sorry if I got a bit of an attitude. If I'm up here trying to get ignorant about it, okay? Sorry. Yeah, I don't take theft very well. Speaking of which, city got hijacked and had to pay ransom in Bitcoin. Here's the story. The city council for Riviera Beach, Florida, voted this week to pay more than $600,000 to a ransomware gang so city officials could recover data that has been locked and encrypted for quite a bit of time now. City's decision, as reported by CBS, came after officials came to the conclusion that there was no other way to recover their files. So we've created a situation now through electronics where cities, municipalities can be held hostage. 600,000 of a city's tax dollars collected from you, if you live in that city, are going to somebody who is amazing with computers. And they're getting paid in Bitcoin, so it's not traceable. So not only, if we've given them the cyber capability of doing it, we've given them the cryptocurrency to hide the complete transaction so nobody will ever know who it is. I just want you to understand how things work these days. They're also going to pay $941,000 for new computers. They've been locked down since May 29th of this year when a Riviera Beach Police Department employee opened an email and unleashed ransomware on the city's network. Anybody think that maybe that employee might be in cahoots? I'm going to send you a file. Open it up. How can you protect yourself from something like that? I just said, look, $600,000. It isn't that much, Kevin. It's not that much. It's only a little bit. Lock the files, shut down all the city services, operations have been down ever since, with the exception of 9/11, which were able to continue to operate, although limited. So you live in a city, if you live in Riviera Beach, Florida, where they don't have access to any of their municipal functions, barely have 9/11, and you pay taxes, you put people in charge that did this. Who was the idiot that opened this email? Because I want to know. I want to know exactly. I want to look at his cryptocurrency bank account. Anyway, website, email server, billing systems, everything down ever since. All communications being done in person, over the telephone or via posters. Had a hard time recovering, they say. But they held their first meeting in June when they authorized $941,000 for 310 new desktops, 90 laptops, and the other hardware so they could rebuild their IT infrastructure. So they're going to pay 65 Bitcoin for the ransom. The article says they didn't initially pay the criminals, but it became apparent in recent weeks that they couldn't regain access to all their past data, which hadn't been properly backed up. See, this is the incompetence of so-called leaders that your tax dollars ends up having to bail them out. Do you think any of them are going to be held personally responsible? Data, look, here's how I know it works in the real world, in the world of capitalism. People back up their data every day. I remember losing something. I don't remember what it was when I worked in corporate America. I think I worked at TI at the time. And I went to IT and I said, hey, look, something happened and I need, they had to pull the tape. I said, something happened and I need the information from May 39th. It was like June 15th. They said, okay, Kev. They pulled the tape. They got it out. They got me the specific information I was looking for within 2 hours. This was in the old days. This was in the days of dinosaurs. You know, and when I was walking around with my kid and, you know, got walked 6 miles uphill both ways. Anyway, so the city officials finally said they're going to give these guys $600,000. They voted in a unanimous vote to pay it off. And the taxpayers get left holding the bag. And I bring this story up just to tell you a couple things. One, there's so many people out there looking for an easy way. And if I were this group of hackers, why limit it to Riviera Beach? I mean, do you think that that's the only municipality they've tried this with? By the way, do you think this is the only municipality that has been held by ransomware? Maybe we'll figure it out, find out if there's more stories like this, tell you and report back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California are piecing together the deadly events in both cities when a man stabbed and robbed his way over a two-hour span, leaving four people dead.
We have multiple scenes going on, robberies. We have our homicide behind us. We have the female down inside the business, so our resources are getting drained pretty quickly here in Garden Grove.
Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney says two others were wounded in the attacks. A 33-year-old suspect is in custody. There's new pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to allow the Senate to vote on background check bills that have already passed in the House. The calls are coming from more than 200 mayors across the country. They say two House-passed gun control bills can no longer languish in the Senate unattended. It's now up to the Senate Majority Leader to put those bills on the floor for a vote. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's an interesting little factoid. The El Paso shooter is said to have wanted to, had done this because he wanted to preserve the environment, advocated single payer, plus expressly dissed President Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can validate that for yourselves. That's what I saw. One of my buddies, Kurt Sleester, put that out in a tweet in response to a guy who was saying that, you know, this guy was a Republican. And Sleester told him to wipe the blood off of his hands first. And he's a well-researched guy. He's an attorney, former Marine. He's a stud. Kurt is. Anyway, I want to talk about the diversity of the Democratic Party because I wrote a piece called So Much for the Diversity, for all that diversity in the Democratic Party. I mean, this is a party that now has more presidential candidates, I think, that have run at any time in history. More presidential candidates than run in, like, Italy, you know, where they have, like, 40 different parties. The Democrats got everything they wanted in these presidential candidates, folks. They have women. Tulsi Gabbard's a good-looking woman, too. They got slutty women like Kamala Harris. They got fake Indian women, and which brings up another thing. They got, you know, a lot of fakes over there, a lot of fakes. Two blacks, maybe more. You never know, right? And then they got a little LGBT midget mayor who they got it all. What more could you ask for? And but when it's time for them, you know, as they say in the country, when you're going to castrate bulls, when it's time for the cutting, the naughty bit cutting, Democrats find their old safety net. Old, rich, white elitist. That's their safety net. This is according to The Hill. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the pack of Democrat presidential candidates by double digits. But Senator Elizabeth Warren is narrowing the gap, according to this new Quinnipiac poll that got released earlier this week. So Biden is number one in falling. The article, one of the articles I read said, Warren surging. Elizabeth Warren surging. I mean, look, I don't know who you picked in this race. This is the dog with fleas race. I don't know who you picked, but I never thought I would read Elizabeth Warren surging. Have you heard this woman speak? She sounds like she's ready to cry. I want you to consider a negotiation between her and Putin. Not that you'll ever have to. Look, you're here on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Feel good. when I tell you that Donald Trump will serve two terms as president, and he will have the House in the second half of his presidency. That's right. The entire second half of his presidency. That's how bad things are for the Democrats. I will elaborate. I shall. Warren support rose to, get this, 21% among Democrat and Democrat-leaning voters, said the survey. A five-point gain since late last month puts her comfortably in second place. I'm reading that. That isn't me saying it. That's the analysis, you know, the analysts are saying it. Biden, the primary contest frontrunner, still leads the pack, notching 32% support in the latest Quinnipiac poll, two-point drop since his last survey, leaving a smaller gap between him and Warren, obviously. So he's got a double-digit gap, 32 to 21, but he's falling. Now, I keep coming back to Donald Trump during his time. I don't remember where he started. You can go look at, do the research, but here's what I can tell you. Trump started out at 17, 18%, whatever, grew to 20, 21, 22, 24, 26, and it kept going up. That's the trajectory you want when you're in this type of a thing. And I remember when Trump, because I was one of them, when somebody would drop out, I would say, because Ben Carson's people dropped out, I said, because of the way Trump treated Ben Carson, he's going to take a hit. And Trump's numbers would go up. And I thought, wow. Then somebody else that Trump had beat up on would drop out. And Trump's numbers would go up. And I'm thinking he's going to take a hit. And what you figured out is that everybody had their favorite sort of thing. Not everybody, but a bunch of people did. 80% of the people had their favorite. But once their favorite lost, they went to the fighter. So I would say, looking at Trump's trajectory, you knew where he was headed. And by the way, there came a point where I said, he's going to win the presidency. Van Jones said it. Michael Moore said it. I'm just saying, even those clowns recognized that this was going to happen. So, long story short, you know, you look at that trajectory, then look at Biden, who keeps going up and down, mostly going down, and everybody else is jockeying underneath him, everybody else. And what that tells you is that the Democrats can't make up their minds. Joe Biden, if he were successful as a vice president, successful as a candidate, this guy should have shut everybody down when he announced. Don't misunderstand me. They were going to run against him, but his number should have been 40, 45%, and suddenly creeping up into the 51, 52% to the point where everybody's dropping out. You have people still trying to decide if they want to get in the race. I know it's some of them are, you know, stupid clowns like Michael Avenatti, but they're still trying to figure out, do I want to get in the race? There just aren't any good candidates. This guy Steyer, the wealthy guy out of California, he's in the race. He's not polling at all, which goes to show you, and by the way, that's a big problem for the Democrats. Here's a guy that's running for president who used to fund all these guys. So his money's out. Yang's money is out. Even when they get out of the race, these guys are going to have a difficult time saying, I want to support candidate whomever. That's the problem the Democrats have. Anyway, let me go on. Bernie Sanders gained 3 points, coming in third place with 14%. So think about this. The top three people, it used to be Sanders, then whomever else, right? Sanders, Biden fictitiously. Then when Biden entered the race, it was Biden and Sanders. Sanders is now number three, and he's a solid number three behind Warren. By the way, where did they put those black candidates, those plantation Americans? Democrats have not one Obama-lite, but two Obama-lite candidates. So where are Cory Booker and Kamala Harris? For now, you can forget Booker because it seems like everybody else has. But as the article suggests, Harris catches bird crap at the bottom of a cage because she's yesterday's news. Here's what they wrote. Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris, who peaked at 20% support in early July after a standout performance in the June Democratic debates, continued a downward trend in the poll, dipping to 7%.
You want to talk about a fall from grace? Wow. From 20 to 7%. What this goes to show you is the fickle nature of the Democrats. She attacks Biden as a racist, gains a bunch of points, makes a bunch of money, boop, and then the rug gets pulled out from under. Because you know what the Democrats figured out? She's worthless. So what? We got a light-skinned black Negro with a little bit of a Negro dialect. She ain't Barack Obama. And by the way, that's a good thing for her. That's a good thing for them. Last thing they need is another rerun at that. Yeah. But what of the shiny new object, the young gay mayor? Here's what they wrote. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Peter Buttigieg placed fifth in the survey with 5% support. What caused such a seismic shift in the prospects of the younger and darker Democrats? Well, it was the last debate. Yeah. They write this. The Quinnipiac poll comes in less than a week after the second round of Democratic primary debates in Detroit. These debates were split between the two nights, blah, blah, blah. You know the difference. But they said Warren is seen as, by a plurality of respondents, 28% as the candidate with the best debate performance. So, don't misunderstand me. It's the right thing for them to listen to the debates and see who they think can do the best. But here's what I will tell you. If Warren is your best choice as a president because of her debate tactics, you are in big trouble. Further, America may be ready for a woman president, but they're not ready for Elizabeth Warren to talk about the president and he's a racist. They're not ready for that. They don't want to hear that. And do you think we've forgotten that Warren is a fraud? And what about the top candidate, Joe Mo Biden? He's got more problems than a quadriplegic asthmatic with Lou Gehrig's disease. And he can't even win a debate against rookies. He's had two times to beat these folks, and he can't beat them. They said 15% of the respondents chose him as the best debate, best candidate on stage. But they said that was in the first debate. But 6% said this was his best performance this last time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats will lose because they are lying scoundrels who must cheat to win. And their biggest problem is they no longer control D.C. Thus, they have lost the apparatus in which they get to cheat. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're talking about the Democrats' polling woes. And I've asked a very simple question. Where are black people at? Kamala Harris has dipped from her previous high of 20% at the end of July to 7%. Cory Booker is non-existent. Spartacus is back in, he's back in slavery. 844-551-8255. angry black man getting no traction. There was a thing on Twitter that said, Cory Booker speaking to an audience or whatever. It was posted by Booker's campaign. There were dozens. There were maybe, no exaggeration, maybe 60 people. Maybe. And I've tweeted, that's the standing room, that's the standing line for the men's restroom at a Trump rally. Woo, they gotta love me. Yeah, free range Negroes, we get to say whatever we want. These plantation Americans do not like me. And I don't even care. I don't care. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so the Democrats have major issues because you know what it is? It is the party of rich old white people. That's what it is. Bernie Sanders threw himself into the mix when he became a millionaire. It is the party of rich old white people. The top three candidates for the Democrats are as follows. Joe Biden, 76 years old, Elizabeth Warren, 69, and Bernie Sanders, 77. Something like that. All of them millionaires. Joe Biden has in, oh, don't even get me started on the number of problems this clown faces. Forget Joe Biden's past. His racist past, his record as a feckless politician who has accomplished nothing. And if you really hold his feet to the fire, it's going to really make black people mad because Joe Biden is not only is a racist, his policy making looks like he's a racist. So you have all that. You've got the fact that he is a creepy fellow, right? He's creepy. You know he's stupid. I mean, I don't have to give you much on that. He's stupid, but he's also corrupt. He's corrupt, and his family is corrupt. Look, I've been saying this, trying to give the Democrats a little bit of, you know, my wisdom. And my wisdom is because I want the best person for the country. By the way, if the best candidate for the country were a Democrat, I would actually hold my nose and vote for that person. Let me take that back. Trump has done such an amazing job. Jesus would have to be a Democrat for me to vote for him at this point. Because I could not, in good conscience, vote against Donald Trump, even if I didn't like the dude. Even if I didn't like him. I couldn't vote against him. His record has been so good. His performance for us has been amazing. How could I vote against him? So, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm not going to try to get into the head of a Democrat right now on this. But if really, who is going to replace him? Anyway, let me get back to this polling. So you've got Elizabeth Warren, who has no policy positions that work. Right. You got Bernie Sanders, who just says he wants to shut down capitalism. And you've got Joe Biden, who wants to push himself off as a moderate. And he's their front runner, running at 32%. Joe Biden doesn't even have a third of the Democrats who want to vote for him. Let me put it another way. If you think you're going to energize the Democrat base, meaning you're going to get the black vote, you're going to get the millennial vote, you're going to get the women's vote, you're going to get the independent vote, and you can't even energize your own party? Good luck with that. I tell you guys these things because I want you to think differently, because so many people worry, and it's okay for you to say, hey, here are the things that are of concern in terms of this. I get that. That's the way you make a good quality decision. But for the people that are worried, look, I can't give you any more ammunition than I just gave you. Think back on when Barack Obama was in 2008, when he was the guy. He had, I can tell you this point blank, the colleges and universities, the kids were rallying around this guy. Show me a college and university where the kids are going, oh my gosh, that Joe Biden, he's amazing. We've got to get Joe Biden. Show me that. Show me. In the black community, where people are going, man, Joe Biden is the man. Joe Biden has got to shoot it. We don't get Biden, man. We are. And I want you to remember, think about what was going on in the black community when Barack Obama was running for the first time. What people were saying, oh, man, this could be the biggest thing ever, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have that in the black community? Do you think Latinos are sitting around talking about, hey, man, this is Joe Biden, this you Trump, he's a racist, and we got to go with Joe Biden, man. You know, you think the SAs are giving a crap about Joe Biden? I'm just trying to keep it real for you. Do you think women are swooning over Joe Biden as he emerges from the ocean in Hawaii? Do you think they're hanging on every breath of, oh my gosh, Joe Biden took a bite out of a burger? Because that's what they were doing with Barack Obama. Do you think that there are white people going, oh my gosh, you know, this is a special election. It's an amazing time. And I for the first time, I think I'm going to have to really give some consideration to voting for Joe Biden. You think any conservatives or independents are going, let's elect another old white man? There is, by the way, old white woman, old white Jew, doesn't matter. The Democrats don't have the candidate that has got anybody feeling the tingle going down their leg, as Chris Matthews said. Nobody. So stop your belly aching and worrying. Anyway, here's what I wanted to tell you, though. In the first poll, they said here's what they said. Biden's debate performance took second place in the Quinnipiac poll, as well as 15% of respondents choosing him as the best candidate. In the Quinnipiac's last post-debate poll on July the 2nd, only 6% thought it was his best performance. 6%. So Joe Biden brought his A game, and 15% of the respondents chose him as the best candidate on stage. That was his A game. But the appeasement approach is what he's going after, and it's not working. Joe Biden slipped 2 points. Only 15% of the people said it was his best performance, and that was his A game. He can't even beat his own party. This is a party of lunatics, and he can't beat them. For all intents and purposes, Tulsi Gabbard told Kamala Harris, go back where you came from, because she just torched her. For Harris, they said the most recent Democratic debate wasn't as successful as the first. 8% said that she appeared to be the best candidate on stage last week, significantly less than the 47% that saw her as the clear leader. Again, what a fall from grace for Kamala Harris. For the record, she should never have run for president to begin with. But everybody in this thing, they all want to make history. I want to make history. I'm making history here. Black woman candidate. By the way, Shirley Chisholm was the first black female candidate. But, you know, we're just giving you a bit of history. But Kamala Harris, legitimate shot at being president. So she's raised her stakes. A junior senator now from California, radical AG that Tulsi Gabbard called out as policies that hurt Californians. But, hey, she's a legitimate presidential candidate at this point. She won't win. I told you guys that. Harris got her butt kicked by somebody who is practically unknown. Unknown. Democrats are in big trouble. Buttigieg, number 5, polling at 5%. So what that tells you is essentially the Democrats have narrowed it down to the top 5 candidates. And they are as follows. Joe Biden, 32%. Elizabeth Warren, 21%. Bernie Sanders, 14%. Kamala Harris, 8%. And Buttigieg at 5%. I can't wait to see these 5 people go at each other if it does narrow down to that. The feeding frenzy of a guy who's anti-capitalist. A guy who's got a record of race as Joe Biden and creepiness, etc. Elizabeth Warren, all over the map in policy. Buttigieg, who really brings nothing to the party except his gayness. And who's the other one? There's one other. The long and the short of it is the feeding frenzy that's going to occur on them is going will be amazing. I want to see it narrow because it's just going to get more interesting. Anyway, speaking of more interesting, we got another hour coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.